The Gemara and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara comments on the lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us that Ha'isha nikneis b'sholosh drachim, and the Gemara right away asks Minyan de Reisha of the Mutei Mai, Minyan de Sefer of the Mutei Mai. Minyan de Reisha, the Gemara says the Mutei Chupa. However, there's a Mandiyama, a famous physician of Avuna, who says that Chupa is Kaina, Yikavo Chaina. So the Mutei Mai, the Gemara says the Mutei Chalipin. So the she is going to focus on the Kinyan of Chalipin, very famous sugya. And we'll try to discuss some of the basic shitas of the Rishonim. That the Gzer Shava, which of course is the most fundamental Gzer Shava here in the Bezim and Aleph. That's what we learn now, King and Kesef. Masladim Mekani Bechalipin, Abishanami Mekani Bechalipin. A Sladah can be acquired through Chalipin. So the Gemara assumes because of the Gzer Shava of Kichal Kichal Mr. Ephraim, you should also be able to acquire a woman with the kinyan of chalipin. Chalipin generally is translated as barter. There are two types of chalipin. There's chalipin shove b'shove, which is classic barter, and then there's chalipin sudar, which is the one probably we're more familiar with, namely, often, rabbanim who sell chametz, or who are authorized to sell the chametz of the balabayim, so they do so via the kinyan sudar. Sudar is in fact creates the authorization. Or, let's say, at a chasana, so then the Rav HaMesader gives the chasan is given a sudar in order to hitchayev to all the components of the ksuba, all the different elements that he's going to be hitchayev to, is done to a kinyan sudar. Kinyan sudar, we'll discuss in a few moments, is a very unusual, extraordinary kinyan. So the Gemara thought here that maybe a woman also will be able to be acquired with chalipin. Rashi says here, Vayishlof Nalo, that's the makar, you have actually the psukim found here on the first page, on page number one, in the context of Boaz. Aloha Shar, I didn't put this together, it was done by one of my Talmidim for me, through Otsu HaChokhma, who knows how to use a computer. I don't own a computer.
It's like, expecting,
it's
okay.
What?
It's not kosher, it's okay.
Anyway, so, it's lovely, it's Baruch Hashem, people have access to technology, to use it wisely and judiciously. It's a tremendous marvel. Anyway, so here on page number one, you can see the pasuk that the zos lefanim b'Yisrael ala gula ve'ala tamura l'kayim kol davar shalav yishnalo v'nasan v'ayir v'zos ha'tuda b'Yisrael v'ayom ha'goy l'boaz k'neila v'yishlof nalo. That's the pasuk that Rashi here cites with reference to kinyan chalipin as being the
bottom.
What?
Nal is latapa.
Obviously. That's a sugi elsewhere. That's a Gemara in Rav Mitzia. Maybe we'll discuss it also. What?
What's the first pasuk? What does it mean, Bezos Atiud of Yisrael?
Okay, but that's for another Shia.
Meaning that this isn't the source, this is just reflective of.
Yeah, exactly. It's reflective, 100%. But the source is this pasuk.
I'm not sure that this is.
Anyway, the Gemara is the Kasha. The Gemara rejects the possibility of use of Chalipin for a Kenyan by Kedushim. The Gemara then doesn't understand why not. So the Gemara then gives a very cryptic answer. Chalipin is no v'parah mishavah kuta, v'isha v'parah mishavah kuta, l'makanya nafsha. So here we have the maskana, a woman is not dikta v'chalipin, the question is why not? So Rashi comments that chalipin works, Rashi cites the Gemara in Hazav and Gimel and Al, the bottom line, yakoni v'kli apishin v'shavah kuta. And then on Amid Bey, that's the famous Rashi. So Rashi says, l'makanya nafsha, it's not something which is appropriate, which is seemingly fitting for a woman to somehow be acquired. She's matna herself via the kinyan of chalipin. Rashi calls that a gnai. And then Rashi here talks too much, which always is problematic. So then Rashi could have left it with that. But Rashi continues. That statement was fairly embedded already in the fact that it's a gnai. And therefore, the Makanya Nafsha, what does Rashi mean? Batala b'taras chalipin b'kedushin. Okay, you'll tell me it doesn't work. The same thing I'm on. Rashi continues. V'afilu b'kli sheyesh b'shavah pruta, which was the issue. And the Havamina according to Rashi. Since chalipin works with kli sheyesh b'shavah pruta, so maybe it should work if I have a kli sheyesh b'shavah pruta. Says Rashi, no. Yavav l'shon chalipin. if you use the modality of chalipin, it's not going to work. Adi yoyvla b'taras lashin kinyan, okichol kedushin. Exactly what this Rashi means is also not so clear. What does it mean, actually, yoyvla b'taras lashin kinyan, okichol kedushin? So many Rishonim understood Rashi, that Rashi means it has to be given to a b'taras kesef. That since we're talking about a kli that has an erech of shavah pruta, you have to give it to a b'taras kesef, and here, that's not what's happening. It's been given to a b'taras chalipin under some other type of guise, and therefore, that's why it doesn't work. The Rashba, will, I need actually Zerach the Rashba, but the Rashba will hear also comments on this Rashi. So he indicates that the entire kinyan of chalipin, the whole modality, this entire mode, is a gnai. It doesn't work. Because essentially, it's comparable, here's what he compares it to. And this also the Ran as well, many of you showed him actually compare this to a kind of matam asahasi. The Gemara says, it's machlok is in the darim, whether you have to return the suda or not. So if you, and that's really what's done. The suda is returned. There's a machlok is in the Gemara in Hazav, in Ben Messiah. Also another machlok is Amorayim, whether Kel Shokhani, Kel Shomakne. Sorry?
Here, she should be giving him the ring for
it. Right. So that's exactly one of the very, we'll get to that in a few moments, with Abchayim. Abchayim brought many interesting rayas, his understanding of what Chalipin is. This I heard from Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal many, many times. I heard from Omer Abayim exactly the nature of Chalipin. I'll get to that in a few moments. But they are very concerned about that Gemara in the Dorim, that's Kinyan Masa Haksas, and therefore it's similar to Matan Masa Haksi, which we'll get to also, which offhand, that is a sugya over here. We also had it this week. Matan Asa Hafsir, the Gemara discussed in the context of Kedushin. Does Kedushin work with Matan Asa Hafsir? Take a look in the Gemara on Daf Vavim Abayz. I don't know where the Daf Yomi is. I don't really follow Daf Yomi Bechlal. But anyway, so on Daf Vavim Abayz, the Gemara has a famous statement. It's about 20 lines up from the bottom. Omar Rava. Everyone see that? It's Heilech Mano Amenashe Tachzireuli. Gemara gives this classic case. I give you a mana, amanasha taksireili. The tenai is that you should return it to me. So the Gemara says, benechel okana, if you want to do something in the context of a purchase that took place, even though we know that karkas nikta bekeseh, that's a Mishnah, it's a Mishnah Kedushin, a Mishnah Barabasa. So even though karkas nikta bekeseh, here it said, benechel okana. If I purchase something, and I thought I'm going to be able to do so utilizing the Kenyan Chalipin, and Chalipin is not going to work. And the reason why Chalipin, Matan Sahaksa is not going to work because offhand, as Rashi writes over here very clearly, why does it not work? So Rashi explains, because the Gon Kaka, the Kamun the Kamon, she nikta the Keser, and a nikta the Kaf, the love, me the Yoga. You didn't give anything. As I mentioned a moment ago, Kenyan Sahaksa is going to come back. So nothing was given, and therefore there was no mice in the sima. And that is certainly required in Lich Ora and Kedushin. Okay, I'm not here to discuss now the Mukaras for that. That also, you know, the issue of Amir and the sima by Kedushin is another well-known issue. There are two elements that are required. The Gemara earlier, as you know, I imagine it's also this week, I don't know when they started the Kedushin. I just know I was told to start Kedushin. Anyway, so, but the Gemara earlier on that Hamid base discusses the role of Amira and the role of Nesina. Exactly what their significance is that requires separate discussion. But the Pashup Shai Ki'ikach Ishisha, so the term Ki'ikach also is a language of Amira, Kochei B'dvarim, that you see many times in Tanakh. We shouldn't point this out, that's not my Kiddush. Kehui Machen Dvarim, Yeshuva L'Hashem, Pashin Yitzavim, the Hatorah of Shabbat Shuva. Okay, that's not my issue, but Nesina, on the part that he has to initiate the act of Kedushin, the Pasuk says, that kikach ishisha. So he's the one who does the act of kicha. Ishita sarabim kayadua, it's a mitzvah say. Erosin is a mitzvah say, according to the Rambam. And therefore, that bracha is the bracha on the mitzvah say. But here the Gemara discusses the Amir and the Sina. But however, Rashi says back over here again, on the Matan Rasa Achzis, so Rashi said, you didn't give anything, so it doesn't work by Mecha. The Gemara continues, be ishrein im kudeshes. Here the Gemara says explicitly in this statement of Rabba that it's not going to work for Kedushin. There's no concept of matana amnasahasir when it comes to kedushin. Gemara doesn't at this point provide an explanation, nor does Rashi. We'll see in a moment in the sugya. The Gemara continues, the pinyin that ben emlo podi. You want to be podi by giving the kohen something and then you take it back. Okay, look, can we just get to the
more
with Isham? Betruma, Yatzei de Nesina, the two dinner by Truma. What is the halacha about Prasha? You have to be mafresh Truma, then you have to give it to the Kohen. So here the Gemara says something striking, Yatzei de Nesina, which Rashi explains that it can be sold to the Kohanim and the money is his. And the Gemara is going to be concerned about that in a second. Vasalasas Kohen, the Divin halacha, the Shinir Kohenim Sayed Be Sakrona. So you ask the Gemara, Kashem, Manoshah, Mike Saba, Ik Saba, if Rabba holds, why should there be any distinction between any of that? If it's a good matana, so why should it not work? Why do we have this din by truma? It's loshma matana. And furthermore, Rav himself said, famous halacha, esrog, you never experienced this, any of you, because you're too young, except for maybe Rav Pia, I don't mean to age you. But anyway, but in my days, there were two lulavim and a sogim in the entire shul, and we waited 1 hour between the after Chazaras Hashatz. Every person lined up to take the lulav eser. The two lulavim, there were 500 people davening in the shul. No one bought a lulav, they weren't available. No one bought a sogim. When we started buying a sogim, I used to search for Hadassim Shuloshim for 3 days, until I found Hadassim Shuloshim. This was back 50 years ago. And it was not easy to find Hadassim Shuloshim as opposed to today, where essentially it's given to you on a platter. The whole process takes 5 minutes. You know, I once went with Hagon Avraham Lichtenstein to purchase the Lodin Besogin. I decided I have to go be Malavim, not that he required my Lingui. Anyway, I was Malavim. He also spent hours looking for Hadassim, and already in his days, when he was in Eretz Yisrael, I'm talking about, in Yeshiva, they already had, even the packages were already available. But that didn't, it had no impact on him whatsoever. And so I also saw Barabayim, they went looking, I saw this one, Alfred, also went with him, searched for Hadassim, hours and hours and hours. Okay, I'm just telling you that Matam Asahasi, the Gemara says, Hedech Esrog Zeh.
Let me ask you something. You see someone spends so much time for a Hidur, but that time...
No, what is Hidur? Looking for Hadassim, the Shuloshim. For Kosher Hadassim. That's what we were looking for. There were no Kosher Hadassim. They weren't available. Unless you look, really, you have to search exceedingly well.
So the question was asked, is that if you find kosher, you look for Mahudr, you get all
the things on the Torah. Say that, I'm not discussing that. I'm talking about looking for kosher hadassim. Okay. I'm not as firm as this generation. They're looking for hidurim, but they do the hidurim in 10 minutes. So I do for kosher hadassim, I spend 10 hours. Anyway, so the different different mindset, different mentality. The kids, I won't get into that. So here, the Gemara says it works. As long as you return it, you carry out the Tanai. So Gemara says, "Elam Ravashi, b'kula koni lebam isha, v'ishen isha, nikas v'chalipim." So here again, the Gemara says this explicitly. It doesn't work. And here the Rashi did not feel constrained. Rashi already explained the position. So now let's just summarize some of the positions of the Rishonim. Rashi, we said, holds Gnai Hula. Rashi on top of the page, it's a Gnai. And therefore, Batala b'toras chalipim b'kedushin, even the kli has a shavu puta. Normally, chalipin does not require a kli that has a shavu puta. But the problem is loshin chalipin. So Rishonim understood according to Rashi that essentially, since chalipin works with a kli she'en a shavu puta, even if I use a kli that shavu puta, so it's not going to work because of ginayu law. Because it's given mitras chalipin. I've been a time over here. I give him aleph, the famous tesis, the tesis kasha on the bottom of the page. Taisus asks many questions on Rashi. One of the questions Taisus asks on Rashi that Poshta Yoda Vikibla, this God is Bacham Shom Puta. Let's say a woman decides I'm in agreement. I want to accept this Kedusha. And even though it's less than Shom Puta, so why should Kedusha not be Chal? She says she's willing. She's willing. She's Mochel. She's Mavate. What's the problem? Furthermore, Taisus asks the Kasha that really, according to Rashi, we should learn out all the ways of Kedusha Isha from the Kenyan Sodeh. But there's a particular Chsar of Chalipin, because the Rashi says Chalipin Gnai Ula. That's considered to be a Gnai. So Taisi says, why is Kenyan Chazoka, why should that not work for Kedusha? Chazoka works for a field, why should it not work for Kedusha? That's Taisi Kasha. These Kashas are not so difficult, and they can be answered.
What kind of Chazoka?
What? Okay, that's an excellent question.
What
exactly would you do? How would the whole Kenyan Chazoka, how would you immerse it? No, go to a Parat. When it comes to the Sodden, what exactly? That's not Chazoka, though.
Well, maybe you put it in the Machnis on the Mesa, like making
that. That's not a Chazoka. You look in the Kuchas Chasanim of the Shah HaMelech. on Kufi, a 20-page Kunz Chasan. I learned it 50 years ago when I was learning Kedusha in Shiva Tree. So a Rebbe of mine, Avichal Zilber, I learned Avichal Zilber, so he went to the whole Kunz Chasan of Shah Melech with us. That was a massive error. But anyway, you see there are many, many sheets of Kufa, and this is not one of them, that's for sure. But Chazaka, well, you don't even know what it means. How would it apply to a woman? What exactly is the nature of it? And third, furthermore, this is Ramban. So the Ramban is found over here. I did Xerox the Ramban, and the very famous Ramban. And the Mute on page 4. Oh, it's a little bit dark, sorry. Yeah, more than a bit dark. The Mute Chalipin. The Ramban is the Kasha that, again, the same issue that really Rashi himself raises. If there's a Gnai, and the Gnai is because Chalipin generally works with a Kli that's not a Shavar Puta, so if I do the Chalipin with a Kli that has a Shavar Puta, and that Hechatim, so there's no Gnai. That's the Ramban he writes. His lashon v'chein hodi amin chalipin is not v'chalim shavar puta. It's the last two lines on the right hand column. I don't know if you can still see it. It's there. You see what I'm referring to? Hodi amin. Very good. Rabbi Munitz, you have excellent eyesight. I shall continue to give you that. I may have some shana. Hodi amin. Chalipin is not v'chalim shavar puta. Ishak mar shavar puta on the kanya nafsha. So upir shrashi dignayu la. I'm on the upper column, which is a little bit better. Name of v'chalim shavar puta is no. Al v'puta is no. If I have a puta, what's the problem? Mashikas haravz al hilchah bata tras chadim b'gedushin. Any idea? Lama bata. What's the problem? What's Rashi mean? That somehow it's mufka.
Why is it a gnai?
What?
Is it a gnai because she doesn't want to get? Is it a gnai because the pasul are being bartered like?
Yeah, I mean either of the two. Either of the two explanations that you provided.
Even if it's shavar puta, it's just a gnai to be bartered like cattle.
That seems to be the simple trap in Rashi. That she doesn't want to be subject to a barter system, that's not what she's all about, and she's not part of this barter, that's what Rashi seems to say. But the Ramban asks on this, here on page number 4, Hilchos Batel Tras Chudim B'Kedushin, Yodeh, Lama Batel. Kevin Shepachim 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 Putel, Lama Batel Machlas Psul Kin Yosem, Ela Machlas Pedos Eshel Isha. So if the whole thing is Pedo, and if she's not Makbin, so what exactly, why should there be an issue? Okay, I'm not here, to be honest with you, to answer, to be Yashir Rashi. If you want to be Yashir Rashi, I'm going to leave it to you. I'm not saying that Rashi can't be Yushav, but there are different Mahalchim. But the question is, how does Rashi really understand what the nature of this Kinyan Chalipin is? What exactly is it based on? Because Tesis, if you look in Tesis again, about Yom Lal, the bottom Tesis, after Tesis asked all these kashas, he also asked him in the Marah later on, Banti Drabyana, that there were people who were very aristocratic. So they were extremely makbid on how Kedushin would be effective regarding them. So I understand if we're talking about Bante de Abiana, the Gemara should have discussed this issue. But anyway, the text says, Lukach Nirab in Atam. You see on line number 5 in Tesis. Lukach Nirab in Atam. So he said, the Gasa, the Pacham Shav Putl Makanya, he's not Goris Nafsho. The Lo Big Peda Talia Milsa. It's not Talian Peda. Everyone see what I'm reading? And give my mouth in the Tesis, now it's line number 6. Ela, how many times should the Gomer Kicha Kicha Mr. Ephraim, Yichsid Be Kesef, who would probably show a Puta, let me do Kesef. So that was apparently the initial understanding that it was based on Kesef, because that's the Mokka. The Mokka is Kicha Kicha Mr. Ephraim, which is essentially a Kinyan of Kesef, and therefore a lesson show a Puta is not Kesef. Ba Makshe Sheik Shechila Vein Nachinami, Bishtar V'chazoga Lohik Sheh. That's the answer to Chazaka. Why Chazaka does not work? A woman is not compared to a field. Rashi writes this explicitly over here by Arichus. You can't go ahead and think that a woman is a field and you're acquiring a field. She's not your field, the Chalal, Chas V'Shalom. And also the Gemara says very clearly, you don't have a Kinyan of Guf in an Isha. In a Sodi, you have a Kinyan of Guf in the Sodi. The Gemara said later on, if you remember, the Gemara said also that Lashon in the context of Gemara on Daf, one second, Daf Vavim, that's a seven halacha, Kinyan Kaspa. Eating Truma is a Kinyan Kaspa halacha. Kain Kik, Nevish Kinyan Kaspa, who Yochal Bo, he lived based on him, Yochal Vachma. So there, which is considered to be Kinyan Kaspa. That's true, he did acquire her, utilizing Kesef, but there's no Kinyan Aguv. Look at the Gemara on Daf Vavim, on top of the page, the Gemara on line number. There, the context in Vavim and Aleph, Vavim and Beis, are different Shonos that are used. Where he gives her a get, he says, Arat Aschorin, which is the language that should be used for Shikhra, or vice versa. He tells the Shikhra, Hayyam Teras Chalon, the Omar Lokum. Why? Because when it comes to effecting a kedusha, it has to be a lashon of kedusha. When it comes to effecting a shichur, it's a lashon of shichur. Then the Gemara goes on. What about it tells her hariyat la'atzmech? Line number 3 at vav mevez. Hariyat la'atzmech. Mi amin l'mlocha kamala, olzim l'gami kamala. So the Gemara brings a raya from a braisa. The braisa says gubu shall get shichur hariyat ben arei ato ben chori hariyat to la'atzmecha. Says the Gemara hashda ma'ev k'nani d'kanu le'gufei. And every Kanani has a Kinyan Aguf. There are two Kinyan and every Kanani Kiyadua, Kinyan Mama, Kinyan Isa, that's how the Taisis writes in Kedushin, the Ramban in Kedushin, and the Rashba Kedushin, and the Riton Kedushin later on. So in every Kanani there's a Kinyan Aguf. Yama they are at the Asmacha, the Gambi Kamala, Isha, the Lokan Legufa, Lokal Shem. Gemara said, Beferish. Isha, Lokan Legufa. There's no Kinyan Aguf in the Isha, and therefore going back to this Taisis about Dilma and Aleph, that she can't be compared to a Sodeh. Sodeh, a person has a Kinyan in the Sodeh. Chazaka works because you're being called the Guf HaSodeh, you're not being called the Guf HaIsha. Chazaka is just not adequate. That's what the Rashba Barichlo said. Tesis here seems to, I mean, he uses the language you can't compare a woman to a Sodeh. But I assume that's what he means, exactly the same idea. And then Tesis goes further and goes on to say, I'm back on that Gimel Melal from the Tesis. So he writes that Christmas is not Goris Nafsha, the Rashi was, and then he points out, a woman is not comparable to a sodom. Well, often the body will come on ishtar milodim. Gemara dafei. It's the kasha. What's the mokar that I can use ishtar? By the way, ishtar also, as Rashi pointed out in the Beis Medalef, is not a shor pruta. So the ishtar you write in the ishtar emikudeshesli. Even the ishtar itself has no shor pruta. What exactly are you giving him? The lo gamina misodom lekesef davka. That can taste it. The sibe kicho. Will a parach me kalipin. So what's the whole Gemara's kasha that maybe kalipin should work? Mishum davi can kesef dikro. Sheesh b'em shavet pruta, lali pirusha. Eim ochi nami shetik nishu b'chalipin, sheesh b'osim chalipin shavet pruta. That's it tonight. Only when the chalipin has in it the shavet pruta. So then, that's ke'en kesef dikro. Tvei mishtar. Sheesh b'em shavet pruta, v'en tzor, sheesh b'em shavet pruta, kos the Gemara in Gittin d'Achof, kos lo esir ha'no ha'koshe, av chalipin shavet pruta, so it should work. And the Gemara answers, no. What's the answer of the Gemara according to the Tesis, according to the Raga, we'll see a little bit later. That chalipin does not work with Taras Kesef. It's a separate kinyan. Kinyan acherhu, some other kinyan that chalipin is, and that's why it's not going to work. And that's how he answers the shakra of the Gemara. The Habamina was, it works with Taras Kesef. Maskan is, no, it doesn't work with Taras Kesef. It's somehow a separate kinyan.
That's the value.
Right, it's not a factor, correct. It's not a factor at all. Okay, so now I wanted to go.
How does Matana work?
I'm sorry?
How does Matana work? Matana
is different.
Matana. It's not a Matana, it's. Is it Tovas Hanah of the Matana or
is it
Matana itself?
What are you talking about? If I give her a Matana?
Yeah, because Matana is...
What, Matana, it's Kiddushin you're talking about now?
Matana
Amorat
HaHachzor doesn't work. Meaning right. Matana Shalom and HaHachzor will work.
Right.
How does it work? Because you're giving her Matana separately.
Kesef. A Matana
it's
is value.
Not the Matana, it's
no, no, you give her value. It doesn't mean... You don't necessarily have to give her only Kesef.
I'm saying it's the Tovas Hanah of the Matana. I'm giving her... Let's say I give her a nice watch. No, I'm not going to cone her with the watch. The watch is a Matana, separate. The Tovas
Hanah,
that I'm giving you this beautiful watch. That's
no, that's not what you mean in Kadoshuvah. In Kadoshuvah, the Matana itself, with the watch, with the value
matana,
of the watch, with the
Kesef.
It's
not a Kinyan.
It doesn't make a difference. You're giving her value. You have to give her something of value, huh?
So she gives you the Matana that is
Tovas Hanah,
right?
Yeah, that's Gemara. Yeah, but that's not, it's not Tovas Hanah. When you give her a Matana, that's Gemara has later on. Here we have in the Sugya here in the Kadoshuvah Milgah, but later on, the second paragraph, Gemara discusses your issues, namely the issues of giving her something else. You give her Behemah. Give her, there are all kinds of
Mishnah
hands.
That's not the Akia Kinyan, though. It's a separate thing.
It's Hanah. You're giving her Hanah. Not Tovas Hanah. You're giving her Hanah. All the cases in the Mishnah mentioned later on. Schog Lefanai, Rekod Lefanai, any type of Hanah that you give her, if she values that as Hanah, you do a dance. You're an acrobat. You do calisthenics in front of her. You sing a song, a medley.
I'm suggesting that the Matana itself is not an act of being Koner. You're giving her a gift. And that she values that gift. Correct. That value.
No, the gift is the Torah Kesef. That's the gift. Yeah, the Mishnah is later on. Okay, but anyway, all kinds of cases. But the Iker is Hanah. The Rambam Shita will get to it maybe if you let me. Anyway, so the Rambam Shita is that the key is Hanah. The Rambam Shita is that you must have Hanah in order that the Maaseh Kedushin should be effectuated. The Mishnah later on, the Tzamach Gimel, all kinds of Mishnah is that you're going to use your protection with the government, etc. That's also Hanah. You can't show the Hanah. Here, you can't show the Matana. Okay, I don't see the issue. There's no Tovas Hanah at all. Okay, but anyway, I want to just. Avada. Of course, it's Shavuot Putra. It has to be Shavuot Putra in her eyes. Okay, so now on the Maamar Tomos, What I did was, this is now what I'm saying over from Rav Soloveitchik. I heard him at least probably on three different occasions. I was zecher to Yeshua Makdushin from the Rebbe Avraham Lichtenstein as well in 1968, if I'm not mistaken. And then Nochavol, I was zecher to Yeshua Makdushin, and I myself said Yeshua Makdushin at least three or four times in my life. Anyway, so I want to share with you what I heard from Rav Soloveitchik regarding Chalipin. When Tosfos says in Kinyan Acher, look at item number 7, I put here Aleph to Yud. In item number 7, page number 1. So, Aleph to Yud, you have here. I didn't zero up to the Marmon Kermis, I wasn't able to. But you'll get a good sense of what I want. And this is Rav Chaim has a famous, famous position. He's quoted by the Brich HaShmuel, for those who read Brich HaShmuel, so learn Brich HaShmuel. And for those who don't, like me, but you hear from a Rebbe, from Golden Golo, Adoshim Gedolim, that they, and I heard from my Rebbe Abisim Alper, I heard from 4 different Rabbeim, and after Atapsky, 5 different Rabbeim, I heard about Kinyan Chalipin in the course of many years in Babinsia, and in Kedushin, and in Bar Basra, and a few other places in Shas. They all said over this Rabbeim, but the Rav said it over the best. Now I guess he has a Maser in his family, so let's start. Namely, that essentially, let me just try to be Magdir Harav Soloveitchik put it. He said, every Kinyan, Kalato Akula, there's a Maisi Kinyan that's involved. We know there are Kinyanim from the Talpin, Meshicha, Hagvah, the Gemara has a position later on. You want to be called an elephant, Kariya Lava Hibah, all kinds of Kinyanim, but that's called the Maisi Kinyan. There's an act of a Kinyan. And of course, you also require Miras Dash, Al HaMakna, there's no question. Every act of Kinyan, there's a Kona, there's a Makna, the Makna has to be. Volitionally, he has to want to be Makne, whatever item he's being Makne, whether it's through a Mecher or whether it's through some other kind of transaction, there has to be his Das Makne, Das Kaina, but there's a Maisi Kinyan. Zok Rav Chaim Briska, according to Rav Soloveitchik, Mash Enkin Chalipin. The Kinyan is Chal purely through, there's no Maisi Kinyan, but rather it's an act of Gemiras Das. That is the language Rav Chaim uses. It's also written out already. That's the language that I saw written out in Brich HaShmuel and also elsewhere. It's an act of Gemiras Das of the Makne, which means that essentially this Sudar that I'm, let's say Kel Shal Kone, let's hold like that Mani Omer. There's another Mani Omer, I'll get to it in a moment, Kel Shal Makne, Gemara Hazov, which is also over here, that the Gemara has 2 days, but Kel Shal Kone, generally we assume the Kone is the one who has to make the Kinyan, and therefore, essentially what's happening is that the Kone gives the Sudar to the Makne, the Makne pulls at the Sudar, and by virtue of pulling at the Sudar, or picking up the Sudar, so then what does he do? In effect, he's giving over, he's transferring whatever he's transferring to the Kohen. That's a rather strange kind of Kinyan. And essentially, that the Gemara perhaps might be understood now the Maskon. Let's now understand the Maskon of the Gemara. The Gemara, and having a thought, maybe Chalibin should work. Because Chalibin is like Kicha, it's like the Gemara says, Kein Kesef. But the Maskan Gemara says no. The Gemara says that the Kinyan is Chal Mitkoach Das Makne or Mitkoach Gemiras Das. So even if you learn out Kinyani Isha or Kedusha Isha from Kinyan Sode, but Chalib is not going to help for Kedusha. Simply, it's not going to work because it's a pure Gemiras Das, and there's no Maisa Kinyan. That's how Rav Chaim understood the Gemara. This is a simple Habimim the Maskan of the Gemara. Now this is borne out by a number of writers. Let's start with Hilchos Avodim, which I think is here in Perakei Hilchos Avodim Halacha Gimel. I hope I put it here. If not, I'll read it for you. Yes, it is here. Look on page 11. The Ram here is in Hilchos Avodim. There's a shaila in there. There's a tumult in Bishonim. And in it's actually a Gemara later on. Where the Eved Kenani is Yotze L'Cheiros. How is an Eved Kenani Yotze L'Cheiros? So we know that an Eved Kenani is Yotze L'Cheiros. And the question is, whether can you be Meshachar an Eved Kenani are you there Kinyan Chalip? Maybe before we look at the Taisus, the Rambam, let's look at the Tesis in Dachman on the Testament of Beis on page 10. Tesis in HaShaleach, who discussed this issue as well. Tesis in Medayik here from the Gemara. Gemara on the bottom of the page. You probably...
Where are we here?
On page number 10. Let's start with page number 10. The issue is whether you can be Meshacher and Eved Kenani Aydei Chalipin. So Tesis, there's a Gemara here. I underlined the Gemara on the bottom of page 10. The Gemara tells a story. Emelah Yizi, Gufa Duv, Dehechi Haber, there was a maidservant that her mistress was a shimra, was on her deathbed. Asya Bachir Kamei, so the Gemara says that she went and cried before one of the Talmidei Chachamim that she's going to remain meshubad to this shtimira, and the question is, how could she extricate herself? So, Shaka Kumse Shadaba, and again, she was crying in front of her mistress and telling her mistress, or that's the context. So he went ahead, took a kumsa. Rashi learns over here that a kumsa is, I believe, some sort of a hat. Rashi says, Kobo. He took his hat. Shimrad took his hat, actually. Shadaba, and threw it at her. Amala zil kniho kni nasha. He koned the hat, and by thereby, then he koned the hat. You also koned yourself. What exactly is the nature of that kenyan? Kona the hat, and then you kona yourself, you kona your freedom. Also come to Nachman, Amal also below Kum. Man the Chazan saw that the mission of Lachy Rav Shimon. Some thought that the reason why it doesn't work because we're talking about looking Vashi. Man the Chazan, line 3 in the wide lines. Man the Chazan Sabam, Mishun Lachy Rav Shimon, Shah Yisur Mishah Evu, Chalipin Hein, Bikin Yisuda. That's what they thought. This is a kind of Chalipin. The Kona the Kekesef, the Chsir Shalaf Yishnala, could be that maybe, as far as the Shiva is concerned, maybe she's no longer Meshuvah. But as far as, in effect, that she can go out free, somehow she's caught betwixt and between. But somehow the thinking was, this some sort of a Chalipin? Gemara says, no, the reason why it doesn't work, because here the Makneh is the one who. And the Gemara assumes that we require Kel Shakona, not Kel Shomakna.
We need Kel Shomakna, it was not in the story.
We need the. Because it was Kel Shomakna, that's why it didn't work. But had it been Kel Shakona, then it would have worked. Had somehow she been involved, the Amsa herself, so then it would have worked, and we passed in Kel Shakona and not Kel Shomakna. Rashi quotes here, look at the bottom of the page, two lines at the bottom, how the Kel Shomakna, Tamlin Perak Hazov, the Hilchus of Gerav, the Kel Shakona. Mishum. Rashi says, no, Akashi, why don't we say Divra Shimra Kesuva Kesuva Damu? Says Rashi Lesa, Shari Lotiva. The Maisa, the Bada Lak, Naisa, the Atma, Mata Shimra. It wasn't here a Shimra who was issuing his last will and testament. That's not what happened over here. Ela Bikini is in, this guy in the Shakra, Barry Utos. That through this Kenyan thought he's going to be Mishakra, it's not going to work. Anyway, Taisa's here on the bottom, on page number 10. I underline him. Mishum davle kel shel makne. Avlam hoyes shel kel shel kone. Hoyes the zot haatzma bechalipin. The tani behedi perakam the gedushin deveknani nikte bechalipin. You want to be mishachar on deveknani, where there are two kinyanim. There's a kinyan mam and a kinyan isra. Then it's deveknani. How do you do it to chalipin? Mishum chalipin damu the keser. The chalech of the keser kone. Chalipin nami kone. The rami isha doesn't work for gedushin. Mishum the vavam shel putol the kani gam shel yamin and perish gedushin. So. You see number one Kel Shokone, and you see that Tosfos holds that Ebed Yotzei Lechayrus Aidei Kin Chalipin, because Chalipin is comparable to Kesef, and wherever Kesef works, Chalipin also works, with the exception of a woman, because of what we said. Now turn to page 11 and look at the sheet of the Rambam. So here the Rambam Hilchos Avodim, the Rambam here indicates that Kin Yisuda is not going to work. He passes that Kin Yisuda or Chalipin doesn't work for Shichu Ebed Kinani. He writes over here. Ketzad Bishtar.
The Kona, the other should work.
Okay, but on the Shichur side, that's what we're talking about. Ketzad Bishtar, Kosiblo Al-Niyar, Al-Acheres, Ariad Ben Chorin, Ariad Shalat Mechol, Ben Yisub Lechol, Bechen Bok Yotzu Beze, Vin Shizel Guma Shoget Shichur, Mesel Ashtar, Ben Shne Eidim, Asher Eidim, Chasum Bo, All you give a star in front of Eidim, Eidim are signed onto it, and Mosul Ben Elo Beino, Ariad Yotzu Lechores, Gitu Yotzu Bo in Kechel. Amalo shelo b'ksav ariyat ben chorim ariyat shel atzmecha av b'sheid olav be'edin be'bezdin av b'shekonu miyado konu miyado is kinyi chavitin. That's the lashon that Chazal that Rambam uses. Rambam, interestingly enough, sometimes he calls it and you'll see in the writing in a second. Rambam uses the lashon konu miyado, the lashon Chazal, lashon Gemara many times to describe chavitin, and the writer always calls it kinyan. It's because with two yuds. Kinyan. So the rabbi indicates Chalipin. We'll use the rabbi in 1 second. So the Ram says that Abba Shikon Biyado, he says, Adayim Rav Shtachar, She'en Ha'eva Yotze L'cheves El V'kesev Rav Shtar of Rosh Yivor. You're not going to Rosh Yivorim. That's how the Eva is Yotze L'cheves. The rabbi is Masik. And the rabbi says, I'm Rav Ram, Dov Zeh Enim Echuba, Sha'a Kinyan Ha'reu Ki Kesev. A Kinyan, which is the Kinyan Suda, works as Kesev. Now we might see the Kumsa, She'en Ha'eva Yotze L'cheves El V'kesev Gomer Bo. So the Shita Sarambam as I said, is that this Machol Ram the Raibid, where the Kinyan Sudar works when it comes to being Meshachrer and Ebe Kenani. The Rambam says that it doesn't work, and the Raibid says, Shakinyan Hareu Kekeseh. So, what? Yeah, how it works. I mean, what exactly the basis for it, right? Is it based on Kinyan Keseh, or is it based apparently on something else? So, the truth is that I saw, I didn't see it now, but I saw it years ago, that in the Shidim Gubetzes in Masechet Barabasa, I think it's Daf Mem, so there he actually quotes the Ravid, the same Ravid over here, who's Mechal between Chalipe Sudar and Chalipe Shavu Shavu. He wants to distinguish between the two types of Chalipe, one which is a barter, where I machlef, let's say, par v'chamor, another shor v'shove, let's assume, some other shor v'shove, and in case chalib v'suda. Chalib v'suda, you require, number one, edikim. Chalib v'shove, you don't require edikim. The question is, ma'i shno kinyan suda, mikol shah kinyan imamo? Why is it that Dr. Chalib, you require edikim? Come on, shigas with that.
Edikim? Yeah.
Edikim. Edikim, like, ein dar shiver, pachim
b'shnayim.
Yeah, okay, so, anyway, so,
it's Kelv Shemach
and Kelv
Shekona. I'm getting mixed up because the Rashi says Kovah or
the story. In the
Kovah,
it was right to the Kovah.
His Kovah, not hers Kovah.
Yeah, that's right. The
Shchimra's
Kovah, correct.
Right, so he's taking the
his Kovah, throwing it at her.
The Suda has to be the, owned by the Machna.
Usually, this, no, the Suda is supposed to be.
Using that as a case in the Gemara.
It's a case, right.
You're not
using the
data
to create
from the case. If the example shows you that the Gemara accepted, you can tell them.
But it didn't work.
Okay, the only reason I mentioned...
The one person gave it, but it worked, the right person gave it, so it worked.
There's the most objection to it.
Right, the objection is because it's Kel Shomachna. But I'm just saying that this sheet of the Ravid, okay, I didn't Xerox it for you, but I remember from years ago, that he also said, Chalit requires Edikim, so it's an absolute fellow, why should he require Edikim? So again, Chaim said that this is based on the fact that the nature of this Kenyan is markedly different than Kel Shomachna. It means, we're talking about a Kenyan that's completely based on what? And he called it Gemiras Das, of Das Alimto, all these different Lashonos that's all used by the Rav Ber, and by Chaim himself in the Piyah Shmua. It requires a much stronger level of Das, Kinyan Suda, on the part of the individual who's doing the Kinyan Suda, because we're saying the whole Kinyan is called Mikoach Gemiras Das, that the people involved made up their mind, they want to go ahead. I'll give you the best example, which I'm going to use in a moment anyway. I decided to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. And I'm sitting here in my Mabit Shemesh. I'm going to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. So, Kel Shokona, you give me the Sudar. I pull it, and now I sold you the Brooklyn Bridge, which, of course, over there is in Brooklyn, and not over here, which is in Kol HaTorah Kula. No such thing exists or can possibly work. Every Kenyan in Metalplin, Meshicha, Hagbor, we have a Chepetz, the Moshe, the Chepetz of Magbia, in Karka, Noal Gadu, Paratz, that Keser, Shtar, and Chazoka. So, Keser, Shtar are really fairly obvious, and chazaka means no go to acquire it. I do something in the piece of property I'm going to acquire. It means the kinyan has to somehow relate to the mice, to the property or to the object I'm acquiring. Mashenkin Suda. The property is not here. It's in Brooklyn, Brooklyn Bridge. I'm selling it to you over here in Ramat B'Shemesh. So that can only be based on a kind of haknoa midas or gmiras das or I don't know what to call it, das alinta. All the shomas I saw used by Abach there when he cites his Rebbe, he cites Rav Chaim. So that's why Rav Soloveitchik said, in the name of Rav Chaim, that's why the Ravid has a sheet in Baal Basra. That meant that you need edikim. You need edikim for this kind of a crazy kinyan, which is this normal kinyan. Well, how do you create such a... That's right. It certainly does. 100%. I said, not conflicts. I said, it's a stira. If we have stira in this Ravid and that Ravid, okay, I don't know. He wasn't the Yashid, that stira. I didn't hear from him. Maybe on Yashid, I said, not right stira. But anyway, that's what I saw. Let's say, quote from Achayim and about this. Okay, that was just a minor matter. But by the way, the Rambam not only Hilchos Avodah, there's another Rambam, Hilchos Mechira. I don't think I zeroed that Rambam.
The Rambam and Hilchos Avodah, how would Achayim understand the Ravid?
Okay, that's a very good question. The Ravid, it says what he tells you what it is. Akinyan Harayu Kekesef. He holds like the, let's say, the Havamina or the first opinion in Tesis, that it's not kinyan acher, but it's keser. That's what the Rabbi says. Kinyan chabim is chabadin keser.
So
by the way, the Rabbi says this again in Hilchos Mechira as well. Oh, no, you want me to find it here.
Rav Chaim would not, would not try to be Yashiv the Raya according to his sheet.
He's using the Rambam as a proof.
What?
The Rambam.
He's using the Rambam.
The Rambam is the proof.
Correct.
Right?
That's what he's saying. He's using the Rambam as a proof. But there's also another... Okay, there's also another Raya since you're compelling me to find it. There's a famous Raya. Here it is. So this, I'll read the Rambam first. The Rambam says here, he's talking about a cotton. You know, what is the status of a cotton? Cotton kinyanim. You know, because the Gemara says that hapuutos. We have that Gemara. Hapuutos nechon lekach umukar memka b'metalpon. The question: what puutos is? The Gemara says hakol fichurfe. Depends on the sharpness and the mental acuity of the child. So the Rambam says here in Perachotes Halachotes. Bokir is hakod miyodeh betiv maso matan or any yodeh. Kvishi yesh kabul chacham ben avon shi yodeh bu ben sheva. Yesh acher shafil ben shlosh yaseh. Any yodeh b'shum tiv maso matan. So it depends on the child. Then he writes, kod ha yodeh betiv maso matan shein lo apitropis. He has no, what do you call him?
Guardian.
Guardian, thank you. Shenosu v'nosu ben metalvin v'tor dino kidin agodol. He goes, bachim mishtus, mechilo, shtus, maxi onor, yesu ashtus, bata meka. Vani Omer Shein Mecha Chakotnum Memkar B'Metalpon Kayomim Ela B'Shem Moshach O Himshech. You have to do a Kenyan. Abel Nosa Mos Ala Mecha B'Chazabo, a cousin who gave money and changed his mind. Enu Mekabim Mishapara. Okay, so now the Rivi, here's the Rivi. I'll just say, wow, this is a small thing. Omer Avron Ani Omer Shakot Neinu Mechilo Kinamin Yas Milab B'Nei Mechilo Neinu Lechein Ani Omer Shem Hiktu B'Kinyon Kenyan 2 yuds. The Rabbi said, if you use a sudar, kana shakinyan agora mikesef v'hu kesef atzmo. The Rabbi is a shitasa. Here he said the Rabbi in 2 places. Hechaz avon and rov hechaz mekach memkar. That the kenyan sudar has the status of kesef. He brings the Rabbi from the same gemara gittin and indicates the kana the gamri needs a kesef gomer and the kana the gamri the chenim who kana the kenyan 2 yuds. Kona. Fine. So the Rabbi has the Shita. The question is, I mean, what is the okay, I mean, now I'm reminded of something else, but I don't want to get off the topic. Difficult for me. I shouldn't say difficult. That regarding Eidei Kiyum. This Rav Chaim in the Hilchos Yibum Mechalitza. So there he comes up with an idea that Chalitza, even though you have to have Kavana, the Choletz and the Choletzet, means the man and the woman have to have Kavana for the act of Chalitza, but there's no need for Das. And therefore that's why Chalitza does not require Edikim. Edikim is only needed when you need Das HaBailim. It's not clear exactly. That's what I'm telling over what Rav Chaim says. I heard it from Rav Soloveitchik also. I also read Rav Chaim inside a number of times. And the Choletz is not a Bailim on the head of the Shuk. And there is not Midin Bailim. What does he require? Kavana. That's all you need is Kavana. He's Bechal between Das and Kavana. We don't need Kavana on the head of the Chalam and HaShamayim. That's what we pass in tonight. Bechalitza, the Gemara says. And the Gemara says, Nilsa lesser of Shrikhas, lesser of Bitznai. All kinds of clones the Gemara has. But Rav Chaim says, that's based on the fact that it's only kavana. There's no das involved whatsoever. So I thought maybe, but I don't think this is exactly the same. That's why the Rambam Shita is that chalitza doesn't require eidei kiyum. There's no das habaylim. You don't have to be mechazik the kavana of the choletz by eidei kiyum. So mashen kein dav shaverba. There you need somehow das habaylim. Okay, I only mentioned that. Okay, I just wanted to cite the Rabbi that the Rabbi holds in 2 places that it's like a kinyan kesef. Okay, so that's the Shita of Rabbi. So now, so what are we saying? Rabbi, we're saying the following.
Wait, according to the Rabbi, he means that the suitor has to show a proof then?
So the Rabbi, doesn't say that, but that is an assumption which is against the Gemara. The Gemara says the Chalim does not require Shava Pruta. So when he says the works is Kesef, the answer is...
By Kedushin, not by
correct, only by Kedushin. That's 100% correct. On the back position, you need Shabbat Puta. You have to give her Shabbat Puta. But now that also been called out to a cool. Okay.
Two types of Khalifa. Sudar is not good, not Shabbat Puta.
It's a
type of Khalifa. It's a harder
reason. Okay, so
the Rabbi General Kenyan Kesef to be done opposite Shabbat Puta?
I think so. But you don't require necessarily that Hanah of Shabbat Puta. Okay, all this is simply, the question was, why is Khalifin, why is Sudar different than Shaki Yoni Mama? The Rabbi Sheets is the Rabbi Eidei Kiyum, etc., etc. So again, Rav Chaim wanted to say that the other Kinyonim, there's a Maisi Kinyon that creates the Chalois, Rashenkin the Chalipid. What is the Maisi Kinyon of Suda, this transferring of a Suda? Just in effect, it indicates that you have, that the Makne is Gomen Bedato, Lahatnot et Achefes. And that's how the Kinyon is taught. Pure Gemir is that. So let me just bring you a few more Rayas. I think another very good Raya is the Gemara Bamatia. Which is here, over here, and the Gemara Bamatzia that we mentioned it before, and you mentioned it also, namely, the Gemara has a Machogas, Kelo Shol Kone, Kelo Shol Machne. Now, this is a Pella Otsum. As you said, Rabbi Yunus, in Kalato Kula, never heard of it. The Gemara Bamatzia is not here. I thought it was, but I didn't do it. Andach Mem Zayin. It's Machogas Amaroyim, whether Suda requires Kelo Shol Machne or Kelo Shol Kone. You can trust me. It's Machogas Rabbi Levi. I learned that Gemara many times. Machogs Rabbi Levi, where they have Kelo Shel Kone, Kelo Shel Machne. There's one day in Tesfin Gittin that the Kenyan is called over Kelo Shel Kone, over Kelo Shel Machne. But this is a Pella Otsum. How could you have a Kelo Shel Machne? Kol HaTorah Kula. The Machne has no role to play whatsoever. The Kone is the one who has to make a Maisi Kenyan on the object he wants to acquire. How in heaven's name does the Gemara entertain such a suggestion that when it comes to Sudar, Kelo Shel Machne works? So according to Rav Chaim holds that since the whole Yisod of the Messiah Sakri is only a simin to indicate that there was a Dat Makne, there was a Gemir Dat which was Sholem, so therefore it's Akhno Midat, so it doesn't make a difference. Ben Mikel Shokona, Ben Mikel Shomakne. I think this is a good Raya. Not all the Rayas are so, shall we say, ironclad. This one to me is ironclad. In Kol HaTorah Kula, whoever heard of Kel Shomakne? What?
That's the proof that there's a Skama. Meaning of the mind.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what it is. Shai Kinyonim, what creates the Kinyon? The Maisi Kinyon that you make. The Maisi Kinyon, you need a specific action. But here there is no action. Here the whole thing is...
agreement.
What?
Agreement.
What do you call it? It's almost like cyberspace. I don't know how to describe this. There's nothing concrete taking place here. What?
Like a handshake.
Exactly. No, handshake is a separate aloha. That's Situmta. The seven halacha.
The Gevir Stas.
That's a Shaila Mitzvah, and they discuss how Situmta, what's that based on. But it's an agreement. It's a Hesken between the jewelers or whoever they do this, etc., etc. But that is less Gevir Stas than the Suda. Suda is pure Gevir Stas. I think Situmta, he says, Mitzvah, that it refers to, it's a Minhag. What do you want to call them? Hayalomim. The Minhag Yalamim, that's the Minhag, that's what they accepted, that's what they will call after themselves. That the moment they shake hands, automatically that's some sort of an agreement, that's some sort of a hesken. Like you have I do some Swadesh weddings. Wow, what goes on there? They have a kid cop and a Shuada Isa, all kinds of funny stuff that I can't get my hands on. Such a terrible Litvak Ashkenazi. But I'm just saying that so that's where they do all these kinds of, to me, very shadowy things, having to do with Kabbalah, I'm supposed to have to do with Halacha, which I'm not into any of this stuff. Okay, but I want to go further. And this also is another Raya. I didn't write it down over here, but it's a famous Raya of Rav Chaim. Namely, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and this is a famous issue, in general by all Kinyonim, that can I be Chozer? Can I change my mind? So the rule of thumb always in Kol HaTorah Kula, Tochi Dei Dibur. As long as you decide in Tochi Dei Dibur, that you don't want this Kenyan to be efficacious, so you can go ahead and change your mind. That's in Kol HaTorah Kula. What about Kenyan Suda? So it says in Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, I think it's in Kuf Tzadikei, I have to check it out again, but fairly certain it's there. In Kuf Tzadikei, Choshen Mishpat said, Kol Zman She'asukim Bo'osu Inyan, Adai Nefshu Lachzorah. By other Kenyan, that's not true. Other Kenyan, we have Tochi Dei Dibur, once the Maaseh Kenyan is made. I mean, we have this sugi here of Asukim Bo'osu Inyan, that we know. We're familiar with that sugya. That's the Gemara Machlokes Abayesi here in the Tanna Kamma, whether Nasan la Gita v'Kiddushah v'lo Pirish. There's no Amira. But we're talking about flops. This is my favorite term that I'm involved in. Flowers, liquor, orchestra. I don't know what's the P. What?
Photographer
and shaker. Those are the five things that out of the question, who's supposed to pay for what? And I don't know, they think I'm going to be my career, who's paying for what? But anyway, the kid says, I'm involved with this Kali Yom Kar Laila and all these silly things. Anyway, that's not so silly, but important. What? Right. Anyway, so the Kinyan Sudra, as long as you're Osi Balsa Inyan, you can be Chosin. Which means as long as you're talking about the issue, it could be for hours. No such halach exists anywhere in Kol Tarku. So how do you explain that? The answer is, by all other Kinyanim, the Maisi Kinyan creates the Chalos. And therefore, on a Maisa, you can't be Chosin on those Tarku De Dibur. That's we find in this din, Tarku De Dibur and Eidos, and Kol Tarku, this is the Shir of the Chazorah. Shir Chazorah is within the period of the Dibur. Mashenkin over here, Mashenkin by Kinyan Suda, that's exactly what Rav Chaim brings, and this is on page number one again. So I'm saying Rav Chaim brings that Mashenkin by Kinyan Suda, so here the halacha is, that since the whole Kinyan, as I said, is based on Hatnoa Midas, as cold man, Shasuk and Bosu Inyan, Nechshav Kilo Adayin B'Tocha Inyanim. Adayin Ha'adat HaShlema Lo Nikva. The Gabi Chalif and the Dab was not yet concretized regarding this matter. Beyond that, and this also I think is a very good raya. The Kel Shal Makne I like a lot, and also I think the raya from Kuf Tzadikei Hashemishra is also a good raya, and now there's another raya. How is it that Kinyan Sudar works in Kol Torah? It works Ben Bikaka, Ben Metalkan. Doesn't make any sense. We have a clear Marechet of Kinyanim for Kakot, and a Marechet of Kinyanim for Metalkan, and here we have a Kinyan Sudar that normally we say it's very clear that, matter of fact, there's a long discussion about this also. Based on that, we have a Sugi Gittin. Kinyani Kaka don't work for Metalbin, Kinyani Metalbin don't work for Kaka. Those are Gemaras. That makes it very clear. Also in Kedushin, also in Gittin. And yeah, when it comes to this Kinyan, Kinyan Suda, it works, maybe Kaka, maybe Metalbin. How do you explain that? It's the only Kinyan I know of that works, and the answer is because, what does this Kinyan do? This Kinyan, it says in the Pasuk, maybe you can, I think that's the deal. It says here, Lekayin Kol Dova. What does it mean in the Pasuk, Lekayin Kol Dova? The Kayin Kol Dova means that it can create hitchayuyot. It can do that as well. Namely, the person, I want to give you $1,000. So I, you pull the suda, you give me a suda. I means I the kohen gives me a suda. I pull it, the makne, and I makne to you $1,000. Or that could be done to a shtar also. Mitchayvin ilchamana b'shtar. I give you $1,000 by writing a shtar. I owe you $1,000. But I can do it with kinyan suda. Gemara says, how does that work? How am I able to be mitzchayek to a Kinyan Suda to give you $1,000? Or for that matter, any shibud mamon can be created to a Kinyan Suda. And it's based on this pasuk here, where the pasuk Yibur says, the Kayim called over. So apparently the reason is because not a maisa Kinyan Karka, not a maisa Kinyan Metalvin, it's a simin that there's a gemir dat that's chal over here, and once that gemir dat is chal, so then the Kinyan is chal, he didn't have chal, he dat, and therefore it's chal ben the Karka, ben Metalvin, ben the Hitzchaybut. All these kinds of things can be created by Kinyan Suda. I think that's also a pretty strong raya regarding this matter. I'm just trying to think that, and that Rambam, now I just reminded myself, now that I could look back at it again, Hilchos Mechira that I just mentioned to you about the Rambam and the Ravid, with the Kinyan of the Kodin. So here, the Rambam Paskins again in Perachot Tes. In Perachot Tes, I'll read some another. Yeah, you tell me, Pshat and Yisrael. This is Halacha Test now, the one after Ches. I didn't read this. I'm reading, you don't have it in front of you.
But just to tell you, you say these are riots. Riots for what? What is this?
That the nature of the Kinyan is markedly different than Kinyanim.
It's not a Kinyan classic.
It's not a Maisa Kinyan classic, correct? So, though Maisa Kinyan classic, other Kinyan and your father got me. A separate Kinyan that works purely on Gmir Das.
I've finished that to everybody. Everybody says it.
No? Okay. No. Also, as you said. Correct.
So Rashi then?
No, Rashi, okay. Rashi Shita has to be examined. I didn't examine Rashi, really. Rashi needs a lot of careful examination. Rav Soloveitchik had some wild things to say about Rashi. I can't discuss it now. I need a few hours. So, a very, very creative. Wild Kedushim and Rashi explain Shitas Rashi. Okay, I'm not here right focused on that. I just want to. This Rambam, another Rambam that you don't have in front of you. In Perachot Tes, Hilchos Mechira, Halacha Tes. I'll read it slowly. After the Rambam said what he said regarding a cotton and the Kinyan Sudar, Then he says halacha test. The chenim kanu miyad hakadon. They made a kinyan suda with the kadon. Oh, hiski makom hametalpin. Or they rented out the makom hametalpin. The chazar bo lo kan halokeach. Lokeach. If there's a chazara, then the lokeach is not kanu. Shein motzin bidei hakadon bedin. Now comes the Rambam that is absolutely enigmatic beyond belief. Then kinyan miyad hakadon klum. Kinyan spelled with two yuds. A sudra with a cotton is without value. Why? Sha kinyan bishtar. Kinyan. Kuf nun yud yud nun is with a shtar. Vein aedim chosmin el ashtar shal adam gadol. Aedim can only sign on a shtar of a, someone who's a, not a minor, but someone who's a gadol. I read again, Vashna Haman. It's Kemat Huli Avon. He says, Ein kinyan miyara cotton klum. Sudra does not work. Kinyan spelled with two yuds. Doesn't work. Shahakinyan bishtar. I'll get what that means in a second. No, shtar is shtar. Oh, kinyan refers to two yuds. Correct. That's the whole thing. So apparently what he means, the Magalishna is onto this Rama. So but read it again. Shahakinyan bishtar. So the Magalishna says, what does it mean shahakinyan bishtar? Stam kinyan l'ksiva omei. Gemara z'machlokes. Whenever you do a kinyan suda, are they now going to write down the transaction? Are they going to write it out in the shtar that there was a kinyan suda that took place or not? So the Rambam apparently says a kinyan mishtar, stam kinyan l'ksiva omei. Says the Rambam l'mishta, l'kol she'en aroi l'ksiva eno kinyan. What does that mean? What in heaven's name is he talking about? And what's even more difficult, this halacha of stam kinyan l'ksiva omei that the Gemara mentions is only there's an umda de muchach that the Makne of using the Suda wants it to be written out in Shtar, wants the transaction that it should be written out, should be concretized. So where you can't write a Shtar, a Kotlin cannot, not capable of writing a Shtar, even the Avonim. A Kotlin can't write a Shtar. So, but why do you assume somehow that a Kinyan Suda is not Chal? So, Rav Chaim wanted to translate this Rambam as well. So he said in the Rambam, and I hope I have this correct, he said, that this halacha of some kinyan l'ksiva omei is not just an umda. It's a din in shtaros and chalipin. That the halacha is that every shtar has to be written midas ha-mischayim. That we know. That we're familiar with that halacha. You have a malve v'lovev. So who's going to write the shtar? The lovev writes the shtar, gives it to the malveh. It's written midas ha-mischayim. The one who's taking the loan, the one has to pay back the loan for your own called mitzvahi. So he's writing the shtar. The shtar is written midas ha-mischayim. Otherwise, it's possible. Tasting subas raised right away in famous kasha. And the Avchok Taisa says, "Mipiyam lo mipik sova." How could you go ahead and be somich on this? That's a pasuk. Al pi shnai meidim lo mipik sova. You can't rely on a shtar that it creates his chayvus. And the Gemara also has in Baba Kama. The Gemara talks about in the Garmi sugya. I also heard the shurim from Avchok Taisa on Garmi. So in Baba Kama, the Gemara has hasorish and also shchavero. You, I have an IOU with you, David, and I now. Someone burns the IOU, so you can no longer collect the chov. The chov was an IOU, and now someone burns it. So that's called garmi. So the Gemara has the kasha with the Baba Kama. The Gemara says, if there are witnesses who knew what was written in that shtar, that was the shtar halva that I had with you, so the Gemara says, what's the problem? Let him write a new shtar. So, wow, what do you see? You don't need a das ha-mischayim to write a new shtar. If they're aware, they have knowledge of the fact that the halva took place between myself and yourself, malva lova. So then they go ahead and write a new shtar without even a das mischayev. That's a pella otzim. That's what's going on over here. So apparently you don't need a das mischayev for every single shtar. But since there was a das mischayev for the original shtar, you can write a second shtar. Okay, so now, is this what the Magid Mishnah means over here? The Magid Mishnah says, since you don't require a das, he doesn't say it. This is being inserted into the Magid Mishnah. Since you don't require a das mischayev for every shtar, so even if you own the chavim for shtar, since the das ha-mischayev was chal because of his kinyan, you can write a shtar, even shlomi daito, and that's the halacha of stam kinyan l'ksiva omei. Means kinyan chalipin apparently requires a higher level of das. It needs much, much more level of das, a higher level of das than stam kinyan. Correct? It's not stam kinyan. Stam kinyan is just a maisa kinyan, where I suppose you would say a tunkin a maisa kinyan in Yiddish, a dry maisa kinyan. But this is not a dry maisa kinyan. This is a much higher level of kinyan because it's based purely on das. That's what chalipin requires, and that's why you need das on his chayel. So that's the case. So therefore, you can write a shtar, even show me daito. Question is, what is shot in the Magidishta? I don't know. I'm just, again, now having a good time speculating. I'm saying, but this is a shtar, if you show me daito, mashekim shaki yon, like in Kesha Chazoka, that the das is not so. It's just a simple das. And there, it's not omer v'ksiba without the das on the side. There, the other kinyan, if you want to write down what happened when the hazaka took place, or kinyan took place, you inquire a das on the side. It would have to be explicitly stated. I'm ready to write this transaction, write it down in the shtar. But in the case of we're talking about now, kin chalipin is a different, of a different nature. Okay, I don't know if
there's right, there.
No, not in this Rambam, not in the second Rambam.
Why not?
That's a good cash. He's not cholik. Right, it's not totally good at all. I don't even know what the Rama means. I still don't know what the Rama means. That ain kinyan by the cotton, ain chosmen because of the shtar that can't be signed by a cotton. I mean, I'm just saying that the whole chalosa kinyan is gemiras das, and therefore it's a kind of das on the chayev, and therefore automatically that's what creates a shtar or the ability to write a shtar. I mean, by the way, it could be that's also the understanding of the previous Rambam. Now that I'm thinking about it, the previous Rambam.
According to the Rambam, the Chalik is Kesef Atzmo.
Right.
So he should be Cholik on the Rambam
here. He's not, I understand what you ask. He's not Cholik on the Rambam.
You just saying he is
Cholik,
you didn't have to say it
yet. No. I'm just saying that maybe the Rambam, the earlier Rambam, was talking about Pu'utos. That when Chazal was mistaken that these young people, the full Khurfei, are the Ben Sheva, the Rambam said, Ben Sheva, Ben Sheva. What?
The dry kinyan only.
Right, you're right. So I'm just saying that a mighty kinyan of a cotton helps because Chazal was mistaken the kinyan should be chal, even though there's no das makra. However, that's the point. That's exactly what I'm using. By chalibin, it doesn't work that way. The nature of chalibin is that the kinyan is not chal, but it's a mighty kinyan. But we didn't hakdor mi na, hakdor mi das. And there was Chazal, and I'm a sakin, that Kenyan Suda should work for a cotton. He's not about das. You need a much higher level of das.
But that will work. The problem is Kenyan
Shah. Okay, I agree. I'm asking, but I don't completely I'm just citing the Magamishta, who doesn't say everything that I say, but I'm also inserting it into the Magamishta. Okay, I'm just saying that.
can a cotton give a shtar Kenyan from Karka?
Ein Chosnin El Al Shtar Shalobin Godel. Loshan Amba. Right over here.
Is a Shtar Kinyan, the Ksav Yodo, does it need a Sira?
I assume so. I assume it does. I don't think you can. I can't imagine you can do so.
Right,
let me give you another example. Another area, which Rav Chaim Moshe, I believe, quoted this also. Yeah, I wrote it down here. Yeah, there's a Tzitzin Bab Mitzian, Daf Yud Aleph, if I didn't zero it. That Tzitzin says that Chalipin doesn't work for schirut or she'ela. The person is involved in schirut. Schirut is where you're renting something, or that's you're involved in borrowing something. So then that's how we pass that off in Shulchan Aruch. The question is, why not? Why should it not work for, why should chalipin not work for schirut? Why should it not work for she'ela? What's the problem? Tesis said in Babitzi and Daf Yidal, that's what he writes over there, it doesn't work for schirut or she'ela. That's how Shulchan Aruch passes the halacha. The question is, why not? So according to Rav Chaim, the answer is because by schirut, the maskir, what's he want to do? He simply wants to rent out. Let's say I rent to you my washing machine. I don't know. I rent to you my car, rental service, whatever it may be. So I'm only interested in being maskir tashmish achevetz. I want to be maskir to your ability to use this chevetz, but not the guf achevetz. I'm not being maskir to the guf achevetz. So too. So king chalibin only is chal, but it's a tremendous higher level of that. And here there's no higher level of that. That I'm just trying to. I think that's what Chaim said.
They both agree not to be called the car and not to be matched in the car.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
But yeah, I'm not in a shayla, even though but he doesn't own it. It's Baba Kama. It's Chai Ba'insin, no doubt. The show is Chai Ba'insin. I'm saying because he has the highest level of Achrayim because he has the less, the highest level of usage of the item.
Less.
What was that?
Less.
That's right.
So therefore,
it's a lesser kind of transaction.
Okay,
I hear what bothers you.
It has Gemira's Das, it's just Gemira's Das on less.
That's right, that's exactly the point. It's Gemira's Das on less. It's not Gemira's Das on the Gufa Chavis, just on the act of Shalem's Tiri. Okay, that's a little bit. Okay, there's another raya. I'm at it already.
I don't see why.
Okay, to me, this raya is not so puzzling. But on Chavavim Abayz, in Kedushin, if you have a Gemara in Kedushin, look at Chavavim Abayz. It says here, the Amasil, I think it's Chavavim Abayz, the Amasil, Hori Gassina. In the middle of that text, the second text on the page, he quotes in the middle of the text. You see, if you have text, we are looking down the side, parallel to where it says, Umet Vikimo. It says, Mikam Medaki Rav Shmaya. Everyone see that? Yeah. Middle of that text. Mikam Medaki Rav Shmaya.
What's the
Ramashka? Hochi Gassina. In the middle of the text, it's about 25 lines down in the text. In either direction. 25 lines up, 25 lines down. Mikam Medaki Rav Shmaya. Dein Mo Kinyan Suda Ela Bifnei Hakone. Came in the lesson of Mekabel Matan b'faneinu. That means the Kinyan Suda only works if what? If the Kone is there.
Caleb shall Kone.
No, that's true. Caleb shall Kone. But somebody else cannot give the Suda to the Makne and be Zochem on behalf of the, that's right, on behalf of the Kone. What's the reason? Why can we say, you know, I'll ask, Zochem the other Shabbat Fanah, what's the problem? It should work by Kinyan Suda. It works in Kol Kinyanim Kata Kula. Zochem the other Shabbat Fanah, why can't it work over here? According to Rav Chaim, if Kinyan Chalip and Suda requires, that's right, higher level of Das, so that only exists if the Makne is Bifnei HaKone. But if the Kone is not Bifnei HaMakne, then he doesn't have the requisite Das. It's not enough to have just Tam Das Makne. You have to have Das Makne, Bifnei HaKone, that's a higher level of Das. Only then is it going to work.
The guy is not around when we do unless the Rav is representing the
by the way, now you remind me of something else.
No,
a Kenyan, the Gemara in Becheres, what's it? There's a Tesis here. Look in the Tesis in Dav Gimel Me'al. What's it? The bottom of the Tesis is the Gimel Me'al. Tesis discussing in the bottom of the Gimel Me'al. Generally, we pass the Halacha, a Kenyan that works for a Jew doesn't work for a God. Whatever king works for a guy does not work for a Jew. That's the Gemara Becheres after Gimel. Tesis quotes it all over the place. Here also, the last six lines of Tesis. In Tamar, Hey Chisol Kedaita Daniel Yisrael from Shetik Neishim Chalipin, Vaseir from Gufal Amikne Bechalipin, Lonsin Chalipin La'akum. That's the Gemara Becheres. Yisrael Bechada, Hey Chaminami Bechada. Whatever works for a guy doesn't work for a Jew, and vice versa. So therefore, Tesis says that Lechura Chalipin, in effect, should not work. What does Taisa say to Maskana B'Yeshoma? Levad Mechalipin. That's the only exception. Chalipin works Bein Laka Bein Yisrael. Peel Bein Ploy. Ma'ab Shad.
Although the Pasuk
says, Zos Lefanim B'Yisrael. Oh, I have a kasha. That's one of the kasha. They ask that kasha. Zos Lefanim B'Yisrael. I like Gula Lefanim. The Pasuk in Rus indicates this only applies to
Kasha.
No, I'm not bothered by that. But anyway, I'm more bothered by the etzem issue itself. Not only that, so Taisa Lechora Taisin here, Daf Gimel, the Chalipin is Yotzim HaKlal, works for both Yisrael and a Goy as well. By the way, I think the Shach in Chashem Mishnah disagrees with Taisin. He said, no, it doesn't work for a Goy. That's what he tells another Pashut. And I think at the end of the day, the Iri brings two days, whether it works for a Goy or for Yisrael. Okay, but I'm just going on Taisin. Taisin here says, Chalipin is Yotzim HaKlal. So, Lichora, you could say, since Taisin said right before this, Chalipin doesn't work with Taz Kesser. How does it work? Kinyan Acher. And perhaps one could explain that he doesn't say any of this. But maybe it's based on Rav Chaim. Maybe the Kinyan Acher of Taisis is also the idea of Rav Chaim, namely, not Mitam Keser, but rather the Gemara Becheres is talking about other Kinyan. It's talking about a Maisi Kinyan. A Maisi Kinyan that works for a Jew doesn't work for a Goy. And that works for a Goy doesn't work for a Jew. But Chalipin, which works to a higher level of Das Maknam, so therefore that's a different Parsha. And it's called Ben Yisrael Ben Akum. Okay, I see you don't like it. Say the Lord, taking the payment. Okay, I'm saying
because it could be written in a shtar.
Yeah, okay, maybe that's the time. Based on the shtar, maybe. Okay, maybe. Because of the fact of the shtar. But now I just want to go further, just a bit further, just another few minutes or so, if you don't mind that. Maybe the Rambam Shita by the Psul of Chalim by Kedushin. This you do have here in the Rambam Kamos, that Lechora the Rambam holds again. There's a chalipin. The Gemara said doesn't work for kedushin. But now it would seem that this is depending on the other Rambam that we discussed a moment ago with Matan and Asa Hase. So take a look now in Hilchos Ishus that I did Xerox on page 13. We'll end with this. This is very, very. What is the Shita Sarambam when it comes to Chalib and Bekidushin? Very, very unclear. Besides what we saw in Rashi, but this was never. So we read these Rambams, and I think that we mentioned it a moment ago. So I'm just Xerox another Rambam somewhere here. I didn't put it on the sheet. But let's read these Rambams. Okay. So the Rambam says here, start over here. In Halacha, you can read Chabez, okay. This Chabez is pretty straightforward. He says here, Omala Hilach Dira Zebin Matana, Niskachi the Plod, Vikicha also Plod, Vyamala Avim Kadeshi, Bano, Zu, Habalet, Vigloli, all these Gemaras that we have, Harizim Kudeshes. He tells her, take this dinar and marry Reuben, the third guy. And then Reuben was with Kadisha. I mean, the Hanok came because of me. So that, even though he didn't give her anything, that's one case. Second case is, Amalah Helach dinar, Zem Atonah, Vit Kadish, I'll be Mekudeshah to you. Ulekocho, Vyamalah, Hariyat Mekudeshah, Zibanrozu, Shigibald Mechat, that's Adam Choshev business. Okay, now we know Adam Choshev. She gets Hanok. By virtue of the fact that what? That he accepted her matana. That's a separate Allah of Adam Chashim. Why? The Rambam ends that by saying, Sharei Shano Yeshua Biyotsu Nene Mimena Ubano Zo Hikne Datsmolo. Next case is the Mashgon. I want a case in Chav Dalid. So in Chav Dalid, so here the Rambam says the following. Homer Isha, Yem Kudeshi, Bidino Ze, Amanach Shetan Zueli, Enim Kudeshi. Bain Hezira, so when this guy matanai, Vim Hezira, so next page, number whatever, 14. Have lo nene, lo gia, the yoda kum. Now, this Rambam has caused a lot of stir. Rambam says here two things. You give her a matana sahasir. So he says, if she's mekayim matanai, so she doesn't have any hano. Lo gia, the yoda kum. He didn't give her anything. But if she was Mekayim Tanai, namely, if she's Mekayim Tanai by returning it, no, if she doesn't return it, lo niskayim Tanai. Sounds like that, according to the Rambam, Kiddushin Matana Masa Hazir is not Chal. Midaraisa, I would venture to say. The Iker Adin.
What?
Straight out of the Gemara. I mean, it could be Matan Sahasir, it works in Kinyan Kesef. That's the Gemara that we just read before. It works in Kalat Torah Kula, but the Gabi Kedushin, it doesn't work in HaTorah because you have to give her Hano. And you didn't give her any Hano. So the Rambam also has another place. Let me see if that's Zirak Sadar the Rambam. Oh boy. In Parakeh Ishos.
Oh.
$1 million, and she parades around with $1 million, and shows it all. Oh,
diamond necklace.
Right? Right, right.
And
she gives
it
back.
That's
not
Hanok.
That's
love
inside
the
first question. 2 hours
ago. Yeah, that's right. That's the Rambam. I don't know why I didn't see the other Rambam. I mean, Hilchos Ishus. In the Kaddish Shemil there. Did you get that Gemara yet? Immunity, you finished that Gemara there. In the Kaddish Shemil there. And in Kodeshah. So the Rambam Perkei Chasich Shalach Yigimel. I'll read the Lashon Rambam. Here he says here, Hamakadosh Milva, you don't have in front of you. Hamakadosh Milva. Afilu hoisa bishtar edem kudeshe. Gidon shahoyo lo etzla chog dinar. Right? She owes him money. V'yomel arem kudeshe b'dinah sheshi b'yodech edem kudeshe. Nisham milva lo tzor nidna. Ven kan dobar kayom lehonos bo me'ato. Rashi says here in Kedusha. Because she was given the money to spend, she borrowed it, she may have spent it already.
There's no item to return.
There's nothing to return. There's no Hano. She's not getting Hano. The Hano passed. She got the Hano when she, let's say, used the money to buy the diamond necklace. I just spoke about. So the Rambam holds that psul is because you need, or he calls here a double kayim lehosbo. So kedusha is different than mekach lemka. I mean, for example, okay, now I'm going into a
hamakash b'moch at 11:01 is a little bit unfair.
Okay, it doesn't need. Although, no, but the reason was coming into my head because by mekach lemka, Rambam passed the hilchos mechira and mechiras karka. He passed it. You can become the karka b'chol. The sugya kedusha in the second paragraph. You can become the karka b'chol. That you can do. So that shows you that kedusha over and above. Kesem Kolatar Kula Kedushin needs Hano. It's a separate din alacha by Kedushin. That's why Matanos Achzir the Kaddish Milva is Basel. Question: what together Advarim? And what together? Why is it? Why is that somehow Kedushin different than Kolatar Kula? Mekach Memkar, it works. You can be Mekaddish. It's a Mishnah. It's a Sugin Kedushin. Also on the same on the second pair that Mechira B'Milva. V'Shem B'Mechah Shezek Kana. That's also a Gemara Kedushin, and it works by Mechah. Achol. So why is it working as a kedusha?
Works as a mechilas kesef.
What?
Mechilas achol works as
a right. Mechilas achol. But I'm saying, why is there a distinction between somehow kedushin and the rest of kol torah kula? Kedushin, we say matanos hachzir doesn't work, matanos milv doesn't work. Why is that different than kol torah kula? Where did Am come up with this idea that you need a double kayam lehonosba? So losh na'ama, a double kayam lehonosba. You have to give him aton. You have to give him hano right now.
I gave you a week ago. That cannot be. Yeah, it's retroactive.
Why does it have to be a dover? Shekayim biyoda lehonos. I mean, the Gemara compared these two. The Gemara compared matanos aser to the psul chalipin. The Gemara here in kedusha compared the two items. Even if it gives her a dover, which works between kesef and kol torah kula, but it's a din by kedusha. If she's not mekabel in her hand, hanor shalaputa, there's no kedusha.
Is that part of their shava the iyas and the haisa?
How's that? What does it say there? It has to be. We pass in a shtar works for a get and it works for kedusha. You do those on the shor pruta. The shtar doesn't have to be shor pruta. You're using it's keser kinyan. It's a shtar kinyan. You're being mekadesh of a shtar kinyan. So that doesn't need shor pruta. That's the first Rashi. That based on
separate method.
Well, separate methodology. 100% separate methodology. I'm saying, but why is there such a halacha? By kedushin, and somehow the Gemara compares these two. The Gemara said that the matanos ahasir is compared to the psul chalipin. What's the nature of this analogy? Okay, this needs a lot more attention. So, yeah. Thank you.